This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Origins' Lending Tech Live here in Aurora, Colorado. It is absolutely beautiful outside. This is a pretty impressive place. So, and speaking of impressive, oh my gosh, look who is in the studio lounge, Mr. Ken Burns from Origins. How are you, Ken?
Excellent, thank you.
You're welcome. Great to see you, Mike. Great to see you as well. How's the conference going for you?
You know, it's going really well.
Yeah?
It is, you know, as almost everyone I've talked to has said, it's just so great to be back in touch in person.
Yep.
And be able to talk to folks, see them face to face, and reconnect. You can only do so much with Teams.
Yeah.
So it's been nice.
Yeah, well, that all the virtual stuff was a great plan B, but I agree with you. There's nothing replaces face to face in person stuff here.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of what I've been hearing all the conferences I've been attending this year. Everyone's kind of their first time back, and it's like, oh, it's so great to see everybody again in
Absolutely.
Person and shake hands and give hugs. And all that type of stuff.
Yeah, it, you know, it just lends, it reconfirms the credence of how important networking really is. You know, it might be a fist bump now rather than a shake, but it's great to get
back. I gotcha. Anything stand out for you? Because we're kind of in the third and final day here, or fourth day, I think.
I'll tell you, we just had a session with, I think his name is Lennar, if I got it right, but talking about blockchain and cryptocurrency, and that was fascinating and really insightful. Not so much about Bitcoin being, you know, the key area, but blockchain in terms of...
That's kind of the foundation of it
that
all,
that
right
foundation of what everything's running on and the transactional capabilities that we will see mature, like, for instance, titled property and even ownership of a vehicle and those kinds of things. So I found that to be really insightful.
Yeah, I was in there too for a little bit, and it was standing room only, as most blockchain and crypto sessions are. So yeah, everyone's fascinated by it. There's still a lot of mystery around it as well, so I think people are trying to educate themselves as best possible. So it's great that you guys had him
and,
there.
You know, kudos to Tony and team, because he was a phenomenal speaker, very articulate. He's a university instructor,
he's a professor,
so he took a very complicated topic and made it understandable.
Agreed. Hey, let's talk about what you want to talk about here. So how is marketing automation driving digital lending growth, and then also the evolution of digital marketing and, you know, all this type of stuff? So what's the latest here? How is marketing automation driving digital lending growth these days?
So, you know, we hear a lot about member experience, right? And that really is the premise, is to connect with the member multi-channel, whether it be email, text message, social media, those types of things, but to do it intelligently based on the fact that credit unions today have enormous data about their members, but in most cases it's siloed and we don't communicate effectively or knowledgeably with our members. And that's really frustrating for us. So, if you will, kind of the Amazon effect expectation is really upon us.
Yeah.
It's not a thing that's coming, it's here. So marketing automation allows us to take data from the core, from our consumer loan origination system, from our mortgage loan origination system, and that platform can then act on based on criteria and parameters that have been built in to trigger the right messaging to the right member based on their product usage. So now, as a member, I'm not being invited, for example, here we are at Lending Tech Live, to a car sale at a branch 3 days after I just funded my new car loan with the credit union, right? So that's a great opportunity for us, and as well as the embedding of business intelligence into the platform to be really getting the analytics behind that data and the success of these campaigns, and the campaigns really represent and try to assist with the member journey. Where are they going next based on what their needs are, their age, their income, those kinds of things.
Right.
And so that becomes, you know, very powerful in terms of, at the end of the day, what is it all for? Well, one, it creates enormous efficiency. But really importantly, it communicates effectively to the member and it drives loan pull through, even deposit growth on the core side.
Yeah.
You know, we can have campaigns around the fact that we have specials going or a CD is maturing, those kinds of things. It might be something as simple as, hey, you missed your first payment on a loan. Very quickly, if we have time, I was giving a session yesterday, and I talked about the fact that one of the benefits is you can inform a member in real time that, you know, they missed their first payment. I no sooner finished that presentation than someone came up and said, you won't believe this, but my bank contacted me in the middle of your session telling me that I was late on my loan payment.
Oh my God.
I made that payment while I was sitting there. So the ability to communicate timely saves our members, one, you know, reputation and embarrassment, and we can also save them and make them a lot of money by giving them the right information at the right time and having them the ability to then act on that.
Yeah, that person's financial institution just went up in value for that person big time just by that small little message that got them past a world of trouble if they completely forgot. So yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So, you know, Origins, we combine two names, origination, loan origination, and experience. And the marketing automation is really the experiential side. How do we make it an enjoyable experience, or at least very knowledgeable and actionable on the part of the member, and not something that it's just the old marketing that I used to refer to as spray and pray.
Oh, I was thinking the same terms,
We send it all out and hope we get a 3-5% response. Yes.
Hope is not a strategy in the marketing world, for
sure.
But the great thing about the business intelligence part of it, which you alluded to in your previous response, is that it's only gonna get smarter, it's gonna get better. And we can get, this allows credit unions to get down almost to the individual.
Absolutely.
So, and talk about a member experience, oh my gosh. And
yes.
Talk about adding value, goodness.
Exactly. So you've got AI, right? That intelligence that's being built in and growing into the business intelligence as well. We use it today with the ability to pre-approve members instead of the old days where, you know, one of the C's of credit granting was character. We don't really look at that so much anymore. We can look at, you know, the data and make a good determination as to someone's creditworthiness. And now with the BI involved and the, you know, artificial intelligence that really takes that knowledge of individuals and applies it, the convenience factor, the ability for our members to do it anywhere, to start the process on a laptop and to finish it on their mobile device, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Are critical today and expected.
Yeah, I can't remember who. I think it was Britt Barker who was in here yesterday. Who was talking about from the credit or from the member's perspective. Show me that you know me. So
yes.
The credit union. So credit union. Show me that you know me. And this is what you just explained right there. So
that's exactly.
I love that saying.
And I use that saying a lot. It really is. You know, when I talk about marketing automation, it's the right message to the right member at the right time. And the process of doing that intelligently is showing the member you know them.
Yeah.
I'm not asking them or suggesting something that has no relevance to them and hoping that I'm just catching them at the right time.
Yep. And when a credit union can do that, oh my gosh, the value just soars.
Absolutely.
So Origins Arc MX, which Tony announced yesterday, and we talked a little bit about that yesterday. So it has a powerful business intelligence features built in. We just talked about that as well. So share the benefits to the credit union. We talked about the almost to the individualization to the member, but for the credit union, what's the benefit for the credit union there?
Yeah. The real value proposition is that, you know, when the experience of a member is raised, they're going to stay with us longer, they're going to use more products and services, right?
Yeah,
there's a methodology of the service profit chain.
If
employees have the tools they need, the technology, the training, the operational process, their ability to serve members and the technology to do so enhances the member experience. They stay with us longer, they use more products and services, and as a result, the credit union is successful. We're owned by our members. We want to serve them in a way that makes sense to them and to treat them as owners. And so if we can do that by utilizing their own data to be informational and even transactional, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. the credit union succeeds. We build on our brand reputation, and our members become all the more active.
Exactly.
What we don't want is our members going to our competitors for services and products that we offer them and
exactly.
we know will be yeah. a significant value to them.
Yeah, yeah. And that person that you, that example that you shared about the person in your session who went through that experience, you guarantee you that that person is going to go back to their financial institution and do more business with them just because of that simple message. And the other thing on top of that is probably the word of mouth. He's going to tell his friends and his neighbors, oh my gosh, guess what my financial institution just did for me, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So for the financial institution, back to your initial question, we can reduce costs. We can minimize loss from a risk perspective. There was a prime example, someone who didn't intend not to make their payment
yeah,
and
yeah,
forgot.
Yeah.
We can grow revenue by increasing pull-through rates. One of the areas of communication that's so important is, for instance, incomplete loan applications. Knowing that a member started the process, had a hiccup for whatever reason, got confused, we can trigger communications, whether it be a text or whether it be an email, then followed up by a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen clients, credit unions, see dramatic growth in those huge numbers of incomplete applications
mm-hmm.
that then get completed
oh,
and
cool,
turn
cool.
into funded
cool.
loans.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of abandonment out there, but this stuff will mitigate that for sure, or decrease
right.
it drastically for sure.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Ken, anything else to add on this topic? I mean, we could probably talk another 2 hours.
Well,
on this,
we could, and we could get very detailed, but the point is that marketing automation, the data analytics, the business intelligence, you want to bring all that together. It also allows for marketing and folks within the organization, one, to see what's going on with the member, what they're receiving, and it allows us the capabilities of not having to go to IT for everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really getting built in, and it's that automation and the intelligence behind it gets the right member on the right campaign, drops them off when it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So the value proposition for the member and the credit union can be really significant.
Oh, completely, yeah. A lot of game-changing stuff here. It's really exciting times to be in, so really good stuff here. Ken, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes.
Appreciate,
appreciate it.
Thanks,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, oh my gosh, well done, sir.
Awesome.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.